Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. This is Captain David Howard Jr. with another broadcast for those of you who are not too arrogant or too stuck in your traditions to learn. In 2018, you got to be willing to do research. You got to be willing to research outside of the box. The box being just the Bible by itself. You got to be willing to read the Gospel of Thomas, the book of Enoch, the book of Jasher. You got to be willing to do research. It's not enough just for you to go to church on Saturday if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, or Sunday if you're a traditional Christian, and just take what he say or what she say as if it's just the final absolute truth. Because most of what you're going to learn on Sunday morning is paganism, is Druidism. It's ancient Druidism refined. And today's broadcast, I would like to call it this particular podcast, Defining Sin and Inequity. Sin has to be defined because people take what they want to take and they want to make sin merely what they want to make sin. You have the Hebrew Israelites who think a person is going to hell for eating pork. And like I said, if you do the research, you'll find out that the commandments were to Noah first, and that Noah was allowed to eat anything that he chose as long as he prayed over it first. See, this is what I'm talking about, people speaking dogmatically without the proper research. Because if you do the intense deep research, you'll find out that Christianity, Hebrew, Israelite belief, and Islam all came from the same belief system. Now, I'm not here to put anybody down because a person who has true faith in their heart and the Most High still will save, regardless of what you choose to cling to. If you have proper faith and sincere heart, the Most High still will save. But I just want to go a little deeper today into what exactly sin and inequity are. Because like I said in my last broadcast, you have people out there that there's no true change. If you see how they were before they claimed to be a believer, before the sinner's prayer, which does absolutely nothing. If you say a sinner's prayer in faith, you can be saved. But the sinner's prayer just merely by you saying it is going to do absolutely nothing, guaranteed. So what people do is they continue to fornicate, continue to commit adultery, continue to have their own set standard of righteousness that is not properly in context with the righteousness revealed in Scripture and the associated books, and they want to swap it out for the cross. Well, he paid the penalty for all of my sins. He paid the penalty for all of my sins. The Bible says, front to back, like I said last week, that we shall be judged according to our works. So if I were you, I wouldn't merely rely upon a sacrifice that you didn't even see. Because first of all, the Messiah did not need to die for your sin for you to be saved by a God that can do whatever he wants. Understand that first and foremost. The Most High can do whatever he wants, and he can save whoever he wants. And he said that all through the book as well. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and whom I will harden. And then he told us who he would save, and he told us who will remain lost. See, even though Constantine and his comrades tried to give us their own biases in the Scripture, the Most High still gave us enough truth in these Scriptures to be saved, to be guided, to know what to do in our lives. Now, inequity is defined as immoral or grossly unfair behavior. immoral or grossly unfair behavior. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Being an atheist. Atheism is grossly unfair to the Most High. He gave these people life and they won't even acknowledge it. And these types get into political office and they try to oppress believers by promoting evil organizations. Now, another example of this is secret adulterous affairs. This is grossly unfair. People be like, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? And the person be like, yeah. But they really have. The spouse that is lied to has no chance to go on with their life and find a good, loyal person because they're stuck with this liar. And this is why Revelation, one of the many reasons why Revelation listed liars with the lake of fire people. Immoral is defined as not adhering to the Most High's laws, basically. This is also why, now I'm going to show you something. The Ten Commandments say what they say. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not commit adultery. When you are an atheist, your God is self. Some translations say that he said in Matthew, or whatever this particular disciple's name actually was, workers in iniquity, I never knew you. In the NASB, it says, not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, it says, Lord, Lord, but those of you that listen to my broadcast, you know I don't like to use that particular word, will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say unto me that day, Master, Master, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So I want to say to all of you church-going, suit-wearing, big floppy hat-wearing, you looking at people who keep it real and go the other way, and you think you're better than them. If you practice in lawlessness, he says, I never knew you. And we don't get into what the word practice means. So all your little swapping, your little human sacrifice swap, that ain't gonna work. Because he's still gonna tell you. Now you say, well, he died for my sins. He died for my sins. And he's gonna tell those of you who continue your lawless lifestyle. I never knew you. Never. He said, not only did I not know you today or yesterday, I never knew you. Stop playing. We call it taking the funk in the 90s. Stop playing, man. And all of you pastors' kids, all of you pastors' kids that think you're going to have a free passport, that you looking at the failures of people you knew who claim to be saved. You ain't going to be able to tell them that. He's going to tell you too. Depart from me. I never knew you. There is no free pass. So you better start turning people down. You better start going other places. Because the book of Enoch teaches the same thing. He will say, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Now, practicing lawlessness is simple. It is a person who is not following rules. This is why the Most High will save a sincere Hebrew Israelite who is careful to keep the commandments, and you know what I just said about them, but see, I'm going to show you something. He will say, the Bible says he gives grace to the humble. See, grace ain't, you can't just get grace and run away with it and take it into the streets and continue to do what you do. That's not grace. That's pride. That's not humility. That's pride. That's like you saying, well, he should be glad that I came to him because I'm the best. He gives grace to the humble. The humble are those who say, you know what? You got all this power. I ain't finna cross you. the commandments. Like I say, like a Hebrew Israelite who keeps the commandment, make the effort before the Most High not to sin, and is humble in heart, he'll save them before a sin and pray Christian. I repent Christian who repent after they have fulfilled that lust. He'll save a person who fight in their flesh. He'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. But that little sin and pray Christian, I know people out there think Christianity is the way. It's the chosen faith who makes little or no effort to resist their sin and equity. I want you to know something right now. I'm going to go to that scripture in a second. But your willingness to dive into sin is proof that you don't have that divine power that created the heavens and the earth, that gave us our life, and you. That's what he meant. That's why he said it. I never knew you. And he's saying basically that if he knew you, you wouldn't practice lawlessness. And I know, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe Blog Talk may not let nobody hear this, but it's still fun doing this for the Most High. And Blog Talk, if you purposely try to hold stuff like this back and censor stuff like this, I ain't even got to say nothing. Your day is going to come too. Whoever you are and responsible for these videos and this content to get out, and you don't let it out, your day is going to come. Now, 1 John 3 and 4 says, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him is no sin. Now, here's the problem with people. People treat the work of the Messiah like his death was so they can sin freely. The Messiah's true work was to reveal the Father, and his knowledge will lead people back to the highest. Back to the Father. It says, no one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices sin is of the devil. That includes your pastor, no matter how he try to spin it, no matter how he try to say it. The one who practices sin is of the devil. Period. That's whether it's me, well, of course I'm not practicing sin, but if it was me, him, whoever, the one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For all of you grace preaching people, this one's for you. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil in anybody he is in. And anybody whom the Father is in, the devil's works are going to be continually destroyed. He'll destroy it. The devil will come back, try to build something else, and it'll get destroyed again. He'll come back, try to build something else, and then it'll get destroyed again. And the person who really is saved, that you got to understand that the tares and the wheat are growing together. That's why I don't get out there and hurry up claiming this stuff. Nobody. It says, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of the Most High, of God. By this, the children of God, the children of the Most High, and the children of the devil are obvious. It says obvious. It says by whether or not they practice and sin, that's how you know. And I'm not talking about your little pastor's definition of it. What is the Bible? What does these books say sin is? If there's something that's not in here that your pastor is calling sin, it's not talking about that. It's not talking about what you do with your money, unless what you do with your money breaks some other commandment or statute in the Bible. Not talking about that. You can't create your own commandments. I can't create my own commandments. It says anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. Now this ain't saying pick black people in the dirt just to include whites. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about believer to believer. What's the key word? Practice. The actual application or use of an idea or belief. That's the definition of practice. Repeated exercise and or performance of an activity or skill so as to acquire or maintain proficiency in it. That's another definition of practice. Practice in sin means you repeat it over and over and over and until as if you're trying to gain some type of skill from that thing. Like I say, inequity is immoral or unfair behavior. It is continuing to have gods before when he said you should not have gods before. Making things and people God by continuing to put them in front of him. He should get our first. He should get our best in all things. Constantly making people and things an idol or object of worship. Caring about what people think more than what the Most High thinks. Like I like to talk about people who were raised in the church. How do you give up your virginity before marriage like that? How? Some of y'all in your research papers have kept you out of prayer. You respect that professor who has little or no respect or regard for any guy, and they turn you away from the faith. You misuse his name. How? You call him by names created by demons. Continually. Names such as, this is going to upset you, Jesus. That was not any Messiah, any son of God's name in any other manuscript. You don't even see that name in the book of Enoch. That's a created name. And we're not going to even get all up into that because that's not even important right now. All you do or say or think is dictated by your faith and worship of the highest. Basically, some of you never set aside a day for the highest. When he told us to keep remembering the Sabbath, it don't matter what day the Sabbath is on. Because if you look at the breakdown of the days and the names of the days, Saturday symbolizes Saturn, which is the chief demon god. Saturnalia and all those things are associated with that word Saturday. So it don't matter if you choose that day or another day. What matters is the day you choose, you set aside for him and for his purposes. And this is what he showed me when I was thinking that righteousness depends on what day I do. Now, it says to honor your parents. You dishonor yours by shacking up, by doing drugs, by getting pregnant out of wedlock, by your lack of successes, whether spiritual or earthly, you're making them look bad. You dishonoring your parents if you're making them look bad. You dishonoring your parents if you out there stealing and now they got to come to some jail to see you. It says do not murder. Thugs and serial killers murder others. Not talking about self-defense. People commit adultery. And it said, do not commit adultery. How many times you and that dude get it on? 5? 10? Or you and her? It says, you who practice lawlessness. Bearing false witness, continuing to lie on your coworkers to get a higher position or to get extra support for instance, you trying to get extra support out of your divorced spouse. Lying to get out of crimes you committed. All of that's bearing false witness. He said, do not steal. And you continue to break in houses and cars, especially these youth. These youth, they want to wait until they get caught, and then they want to have a Bible in their socks. Why don't you leave those fake friends alone and get that Bible in your sock while you out there? They get online, and I work with the youth. They, this stuff get on my nerves. One minute they talk about the Bible, the next minute they fight. Now, And a lot of these, you prove you belong to the devil. Remember, he who practices lawlessness is of the devil, which are robberies continually. You're stealing. You're stealing out people's cars. You waiting, they pumping their gas. You're taking off in their cars, their houses. You're stealing out other kids' lockers at school. You're stealing out of the teacher's desk. He who practices lawlessness is of the devil. Stop lying at these funerals. You know your son wasn't nothing. He wasn't a nickel worth of nothing, and he got shot because he thought he was going to win, and he lost. And you talking about he in a better place. You talking about he in heaven. Didn't he die over a girl? Didn't he die over, he got caught in somebody's car? You're still doing the stuff, so stop getting them prayer hand tattoos, because he who practices lawlessness is of the devil. People can't even lift these cars. Their cars run them and come on without these little demons, little human demons, trying to jump in them and take off. You covered your neighbor's house. You continue to compete and try to model your house into someone else's house. You get or want cars because you saw someone else with it. You lust over another man's wife. His wife has a thick, well-sick butt. Your wife's butt is flat. It says you shall not covet anything that's your neighbor's. It says you should not covet your neighbor's wife. So these sometimes plot to get in, fake like they friends with somebody, and you after their husband and wife the whole time. He who practices lawlessness is of the devil. Take the cross of Christ and act like you never heard about it, and learn to practice righteousness. Learn it, because you're going to come up short, and demons is laughing at you every day because they're enticing you to think that you can do whatever you want, and the Most High just going to let you slide. They're laughing at you. Or your wife is too skinny, and you're looking at his thick wife, or you feel your wife has gotten fat, and you're looking at his skinny wife or his smaller wife, and likewise women, you're looking at what he does for his wife or what they have economically, or your husband has a big belly, and you're looking at her husband's abs. He who practices lawlessness is of the devil. I say this to you, anybody that will hear this, if you want somebody to hear this, give it to them. He who practices lawlessness is of the devil. Forget about the cross of Christ. You're going to be judged according to your works. He who practices lawlessness is of the devil. So take your will and do right with that will. And stop. You know, the thing people do, this is why the church is not having an impact on the world, because the church is guilty of it. We all been guilty of it, and we all need to stop. Make the proper decision. Do the right thing. Stay away from the wrong thing. Stay away from the wrong person. It's easy. We make it hard. Habitually practicing those things as if we're trying to perfect those behaviors. And you wonder why the world is in so bad shape. Matthew 24:12 says, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And that's another thing. All of y'all people. You know, this was funny to me. The same people who think they can practice lawlessness think that God is going to swoop down in the clouds and help them escape. Help them escape what's coming into the world. Help them escape the plans of demons and devils and the Illuminati. They think that somehow, some way, they could practice lawlessness, and because they said the sinner's prayer one day, or because they got baptized one day, that they'll escape. Keep your panties up, keep your drawers up, and learn how to practice righteousness. What did he tell you to do? For this cause shall a man leave his house and cleave to his husband or wife. Why is you going over to that house and y'all ain't getting married? It's funny to me. So I know them demons is laughing at y'all, and the Most High shaking his head like, I wish somebody would tell these people the truth before I come down upside their head. And old people ain't no better.
Because if you arrogant, you ain't read a book in 50 years. But yet you think you know the answer to everything there is. Bring it. Bring it, old preacher. Bring it. If you think what I'm saying ain't true, let's set it up. Bring it. Because you need to hear these truths too. You, I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care when you got baptized. I don't care when you claim to get saved. He who practices lawlessness is of the devil. If you practice in sin, you're of the devil. You need to reject sin and practice righteousness. Period. But what do people do? See, Pat, let me reach down in history and let me grab the cross and let me throw it. Here you go. As if it's like a coin or a dollar bill or something. Like you trying to pay for something with the cross. Yep, and when you try to pay for it with the cross, they're going to be like, are you still owe? Because whatever the sacrifice of the Messiah really was, that still will not give you a right to be able to resist and reject and still go ahead and do it. Don't give you that right. And you might as well stop going to church until you're ready to practice this righteousness, keeping the Ten Commandments. How did he tell you to think? How did he tell you to act? I'm not talking about what your pastor says then. Dissect this word. Read the book of Enoch. Read the Gospel of Thomas. Read all of these books. Read the Apocrypha. And then check that for yourself. And let that be your right. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. Make sure you subscribe. If there's somebody who wants to hear this, let them hear it. A lot of people need to hear it. And if you want to support the things that we have planned, paypal.me, Prophet D. Howard Jr. Thanks for listening.